Today I'm in the car on my way to Bridgewater College to speak to a group of 17 and 18 year olds about the riveting subject of vicarious liability in the workplace. Both Richard and I attend the college on an occasional basis to talk to the students both about technical subjects, the law in general, and careers. I'm quite used to speaking to clients and businessmen and women during seminars, but speaking to a group of 17-year-olds is a somewhat more daunting experience. Right, I'm just now turning into the college. It's 11 o'clock and I'm 50 minutes early. Be plenty of time to prepare for today's lesson. I'm quite impressed with Bridgewater College, modern, airy and spacious, and its own coffee shop. So, sipping my cappuccino and propped up on the edge of the desk, I ask a opening question being, do they expect lawyers to wear ties? Which catches them a little bit off guard, but quite surprisingly, they unanimously agree that as I'm a professional, I should wear a tie. And so I launch into the subject. Right, okay. Sharon's spoken to you this morning about vicarious liability. So can you tell me what you think vicarious liability means? Excellent, right. So vicarious liability. So it's where a third party, and usually an employer, is responsible either jointly or solely for the actions of the employee. At this point, the discussion enters around whether a police officer is responsible for the serious injury or death of a protester. But I have one member of the classroom tapping another on the shoulder with the inside of a kitchen roll. Let's say you're back at Hindley Point now, but on this occasion you've climbed over the perimeter fence and you're running towards the reactor threatening to blow it up. Hit him again. On the basis that he's wearing a t-shirt and a pair of jeans and he's just running, shouting, I've got a bomb, he then sues you, or sues the police. Now, are they vicariously liable? You've caused him a lot of damage, possibly gone beyond what would be reasonable force in the circumstances. So would the police be vicariously liable in those circumstances? Yes, and I think the answer, I think you're right. I think that in those circumstances, in those pretty unique circumstances, any court would say police force would be vicariously liable. I really enjoyed my 3/4 hour with the students, who I found intelligent and engaging, and at least one of them wanted to become a lawyer, although somewhat daunted by the 4 years of university and 2 years worth of training that it takes to get there. This is Ian Pearson at Amicus Law.